Why would I receive a subpoena? Well, actually, I get them quite often. You see, I'm the manager of a small independent video store. It's just around the corner from my apartment. And there's always bad checks, stolen credit cards, unreturned tapes, once in a while an honest-to-goodness shoplifter. So I get subpoenaed about once every month, 6 weeks or so. But I hardly ever end up testifying in court. I'm the witness the prosecutors keep up their sleeves. Bored out of my skull, I sit there waiting until the defense attorney realizes his bluff has been called and enters the guilty plea. The fluttering leaf was still flickering, frozen in mid-flight on my TV as I returned to my couch, trying to think, which case might have gotten this far? My money was on Lewis B. Weston Jr., the crackhead, who, in 4 days, had written more than $3,000 of worthless checks to businesses here in the area, including a $6.33 check to Omni Video, approved and initialed by yours truly, for the rental of 3 Jean-Claude Van Damme movies, which Mr. Weston Jr. later tried to sell to an undercover cop on the street for $10 each. But this subpoena, there was something different about it when I looked at it closely. There weren't any helpful brochures from the Victim Witness Bureau, and in the place where they usually put the name of the defendant, it said, Special Investigation, RICO Task Force, in the name of a federal court judge. An hour later, after I watched for the 24th time, Yojimbo wreak his climactic vengeance on the predatory gang of gamblers, leaving the town windswept, depopulated, but finally at peace, I picked up the phone and called my friend Tim. He's an assistant DA. The receptionist asked for my name and said, just a minute. She thought she'd seen him just go by. Then she put me on hold, and after an interminable muzak medley of Whitney Houston's greatest hits, the receptionist returned, her voice more formal now, and told me that Tim was on special assignment and no longer worked out of that office. Could she take a message? I said, no thanks. Just a personal social matter. I would try to get hold of him later at home. 2 minutes later, my phone rang, and Tim's voice, hushed and urgent, accompanied by the edgy, irregular drone of passing traffic, poured out at me. He seemed to know in advance everything I was going to say, and impatiently answered my questions before I could ask them. Look, I'm calling from a payphone. I'm not supposed to talk to you. Get yourself a lawyer. It means racketeering, continuing criminal enterprises. We know about the porno club. Discreet my ass. You know damn well I'm not talking about pornography. Look, you and Polly are my oldest friends, or were. I've taken myself out of this where you two are concerned. We know about the money. Get yourself a lawyer. We've got Gunther Mandrick. Yeah, Gussie Mandrigo, the same guy. Yeah, right. About as fictional as you and me. Get yourself a lawyer. And don't tell anyone I called you. Tell the truth, cooperate, and maybe you can stay out of jail.